Adam Pengilly, morning to you, mate.
Morning, boys. Happy birthday, Loz. And how can someone start $1.50 in the Bachelorette series before the show's even aired? There's got to be a rod on there somewhere.
Oh, no, it's not rod, Adam. Come on.
How can someone be
$1.50? I'm hearing you, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you why, because they've already filmed it. So there's people that know. That's what happens.
Yeah, it's generally low limits, betting on reality.
People know, you know, like producers.
People do know.
They've already worked out, I reckon, who the favourites are. And who Darwood?
Darwood.
What was it?
His name is
David. You go David.
David Garayelli. He's a landscaper. Yeah, well,
Dave.
He'll win. Trust me.
Go, Dave.
There you go. You heard it here first. Scoop. Now, tell us about this Cox Plate field. Felt for Matty Smith yesterday, not getting KI nor Teak in, considering some of the runners we've had in previous years. I think the Moonee Valley Racing Club's got this one wrong.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more, Jared. The more I thought about it yesterday, the more I just could not understand this decision. Now, as Matty said yesterday, if it was a full field and he was the 15th best horse vying for a spot in the race, then that's fine. You know, kick him out of the race. That's no problems at all. But the fact we don't have a full field really boggles the mind. I haven't had this horse in the race. I know they came out yesterday saying, well, the horse hasn't won for 3 years and his form's not up to scratch. Well, you can't dispute the fact he hasn't won for 3 years. But having said that, if you dig a bit deeper into his form so far in Australia and his three runs, well, his first up run in the Wink Stakes, he finished less than half a length behind Mwanga and Very Elegant. I thought his run in the Mackayvie Diva at his second start in Australia was great, making up significant ground from back in the field to finish midfield behind Incentivise. And that last start in the Hill Stakes, well, that was a walking race, Jared. They just absolutely walked up front. He had absolutely no chance of being the finish when they ran home in 33 and change. So his form in Australia is not too bad. Now, you go back to the race last year, they included a horse, a three-year-old by the name of Grand Slam, who went into the race, dropped out, finished last. Two starts for the Cox Plate, he got beaten a benchmark 64. Yeah. Yes, he came out and ran okay in the Caulfield Guineas. When he ran third, he boxed on under the lead and was beaten a couple of lengths. But he got beaten in a benchmark 64, two starts for the Cox Plate. And they thought he was worthy of a start in the race, but Clay Nortique is not. I just can't get my head around. I think they've made a really, really bad mistake here. No doubt having a horse that's a Japanese stallion by Deep Impact would add more interest to the race. And from a betting point of view, what's the difference? What's the point of only restricting your field to 10 when you've got a legitimate horse like this who's measured up in Group 1 company in Japan in the past, not included in the race? I think it's a really, really poor decision.
COVID protocols in Racing New South Wales looking to ease, Adam?
Yeah, Clarky, the big change for a lot of punters who want to know what's going on with the COVID protocols is these jockey segregation zones are going to be removed from November 1. So basically we've had a Sydney zone and a non-Sydney zone to keep these jockeys not mixing in the same areas and the same jockey rooms. That's going to be disbanded come November 1. So the Sydney jockeys will be able to travel out to country areas, provincial tracks from next month. Conversely, the provincial and bush jockeys will be able to come to Sydney to ride in a lot of different races as well. So it's been a tough time for a lot of people in the racing industry, a lot of people in society, just in general, and Racing New South Wales have kept these protocols in place just to try and get through the bulk of this spring carnival. Once we get through Golden Eagle Day, they'll start relaxing these protocols, which will be a big relief for a lot of jockeys, I'd imagine, throughout the state.
What are your thoughts on the Minicado Stakes?
Oh, Laurie, it's a pretty predictable field, isn't it? To be fair, it's a Group 1 race in name only, isn't it? It's barely a Group 2 race when you look at the field, and that's no disrespect to the horses or connections that are in the race. It's purely, it's just being swamped by the Everest at the moment, isn't it? And the Winner's Stakes, or the Classique Legend, which is what's going to be called this year, it's not a great race from a Group 1 perspective, but I don't think the Moonee Valley Race Club Committee can be really too upset with anything they've done. It's just the fact that Everest has taken over now. So maybe they need to look at how they sort of line up this race in the future. Is it worth bringing forward to maybe in September to run it as a race before the Everest as a Group 1 and try and attract a few of those Everest horses and then filter into the Everest? I don't know what the answer is, but they made this move several years ago to have these two sort of day Cox Plate carnivals, the Manukato Stakes on the Friday night and the Cox Plate on the Saturday. And if anyone has been to the Manukato Stakes meeting on a Friday night, it's a great meeting. It's a fantastic atmosphere on track, but unfortunately this race has just fallen away with the emergence of the Everest. So I don't know, maybe there might be a bit of time for cooperation between the two states to figure out how this race is going to be run, but it's a pretty lackluster field, it must be said, on Friday night.
You got one at Kent on the Kenzo today?
Yeah, I do, Jared. It's a tricky program, but race 2, number 6, Kiss Thumbs, the best on the program for mine. Horribly unlucky last start at Rose Hill. They've copped some pretty bad interference just as they turned for home. He should have been in the finish there somewhere. It's a pretty even race, this, but I love what he did first up at the Provincials, and I think he can go on the job here third up. So race 2, number 6, Kiss Thumbs, the best on the program for me.
$4.50, Kiss Thumbs today. Thanks so much.
See you, boys.